Test 7, Section 1. Listen to 9 short conversations. For questions 1 to 9, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Number 1. At the box office.
Good morning. Can we still get tickets for tonight's performance? I'd like 2 full price ones and 1 student concession.
I've got 3 in the 4th row. Will that do?
That's fine. How much are they?
Full price is £40 and student concession is £30.
Good morning. Can we still get tickets for tonight's performance? I'd like 2 full price ones and 1 student concession.
I've got 3 in the 4th row. Will that do?
That's fine. How much are they?
Full price is £40 and student concession is £30.
Number 2. A doctor's appointment.
Hello, my name's Mrs. Jackson. I'm calling to make an appointment with Dr. Edison. He saw my daughter Alma 2 days ago, but her temperature is still high. He told me to call him for another appointment if symptoms persist.
Dr. Edison won't be coming until noon. On Tuesday mornings, he usually makes house calls.
Is there another paediatrician who's free for an appointment? Hello, my name's Mrs. Jackson. I'm calling to make an appointment with Dr. Edison. He saw my daughter Alma 2 days ago, but her temperature is still high. He told me to call him for another appointment if symptoms persist.
Dr. Edison won't be coming until noon. On Tuesday mornings, he usually makes house calls.
Is there another paediatrician who's free for an appointment?
Number 3. A new job.
Hey Trevor, how's the new job going? Are you happy there?
Working conditions are better. My supervisor is really helpful. But the pay's not very good. And working at weekends is proving to be harder than I thought.
You can always try your luck somewhere else. You've got quite a good resume.
I don't know. It's convenient being so close to home.
Hey Trevor! How's the new job going? Are you happy there?
Working conditions are better. My supervisor is really helpful. But the pay's not very good. and working at weekends is proving to be harder than I thought.
You can always try your luck somewhere else. You've got quite a good resume.
I don't know. It's convenient being so close to home.
Number 4. An invitation.
John and I are going to the cinema tonight, Will. Would you like to join us? There's a new thriller on at the Capitol, which I know you're a fan of.
I'd love to, but I promised to help Jessica with the preparations for the party tomorrow.
Oh, yes. I still can't believe you've been married for 10 years already. It seems like yesterday you got engaged.
John and I are going to the cinema tonight, Will. Would you like to join us? There's a new thriller on at the Capitol, which I know you're a fan of.
I'd love to, but I promised to help Jessica with the preparations for the party tomorrow.
Oh, yes. I still can't believe you've been married for 10 years already. It seems like yesterday you got engaged.
Number 5. Car problems.
Can you give me a ride home tomorrow, Elizabeth? My car's at the garage.
No problem. But Charles, it's the second time this month it's broken down. The brakes again?
This time it's the headlights. Some wires have become disconnected.
Not to mention that you changed the tyres last month. Maybe you should consider getting a new one.
Can you give me a ride home tomorrow, Elizabeth? My car's at the garage.
No problem. But Charles, it's the second time this month it's broken down. The brakes again?
This time it's the headlights. Some wires have become disconnected.
Not to mention that you changed the tyres last month. Maybe you should consider getting a new one.
Number 6. Before an exam.
Being nervous will not help, Jason. Especially since you've studied so hard.
I know, but I can't help it. Physics is not my strongest subject, and Mrs. Jones is a strict teacher.
She's also fair and appreciates hard work. I'm sure she knows you're doing the best you can. Being nervous will not help, Jason, especially since you've studied so hard.
I know, but I can't help it. Physics is not my strongest subject, and Mrs. Jones is a strict teacher.
She's also fair and appreciates hard work. I'm sure she knows you're doing the best you can.
Number 7. At the restaurant.
What are you having? I'm having fish and green salad.
Actually, I had a late lunch and I'm not very hungry. It'll have to be just salad for me, but I wouldn't say no to some dessert.
I wish I could say the same, but I'm trying to cut down on sugar. What are you having? I'm having fish and green salad.
Actually, I had a late lunch and I'm not very hungry. It'll have to be just salad for me, but I wouldn't say no to some dessert.
I wish I could say the same, but I'm trying to cut down on sugar.
Number 8. Something lost.
I must have dropped it when I took my umbrella out of my bag.
I was beginning to get worried, Anna. I called you on your mobile, but there was no answer.
I heard my phone ringing, but I was at the box office and couldn't pick it up.
Anyway, at least you had enough money on you to get a new one.
I must have dropped it when I took my umbrella out of my bag.
I was beginning to get worried, Anna. I called you on your mobile, but there was no answer.
I heard my phone ringing, but I was at the box office and couldn't pick it up.
Anyway, at least you had enough money on you to get a new one.
Number 9. Hotel impressions.
I definitely would not recommend this hotel to anyone.
At least it was close to the city centre, and we managed to do our shopping easily.
You must admit, though, that the staff were really helpful.
Helpful? That's a laugh. Well, that should teach us a lesson. Next time, we'll read the reviews online before booking.
I definitely would not recommend this hotel to anyone.
At least it was close to the city centre, and we managed to do our shopping easily.
You must admit, though, that the staff were really helpful.
Helpful? That's a laugh. Well, that should teach us a lesson. Next time, we'll read the reviews online before booking.